Today we are visiting with Julie Trepa, Superintendent, Dr. Julie Trepa, Superintendent from the Boone Schools. Good to have you here.
Yeah, good to be back.
And congratulations on the large business, recognition from the Chamber's annual meeting. People are going, what large business? Yeah. It is business of education is what
business
it is.
Business of education, there you go.
And we did have... Well, it was good recognition.
It was lovely recognition. Really proud of Addie. She gave a lovely speech when she was there just talking about EDGE at the chamber meeting. And so that was also, for me, a highlight.
I was going to say the EDGE presentation because she's been, 3 years? Was it Addie?
Addie Tunzevic, yeah.
3 years in it. So she's well-versed in opportunities.
Very well-versed and a great advocate for the program, so she can speak to that, yeah. So
we did have that happening. EDGE was a definite part, and a lot of the thing is, when you look at them, a lot of those businesses have been working with EDGE, which makes it...
Yeah, I'm not sure there's anyone that was in the audience that aren't business partners of ours. So, yeah, it's a great partnership and one that I think we hope benefits the community as well as our students, so...
We keep working at it
and continue to expand as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of other things that we can talk about. But the first one I wanted to talk about, because I told Ryan I was going to, and that is the out-of-state travel for FCCLA.
Yes.
And part of it is a lot of people may not realize it, but we have some nationally recognized students.
We do have nationally recognized students. So last year, we had two students who placed first at state, and one of those students went to nationals and placed fourth in the nation. So that was pretty fantastic. And so they were back this time and presenting, asking to be able to return because they have aspirations to continue to do just as well or better as they did last time. So we're excited. And our teacher was recognized as well as one of 10 teachers in the nation as sponsor of FCCLA. So, you know, really, really proud of the work that Heidi does with the kids and the work that kids do.
The only question Ryan had was a trip to Orlando. Was that in the winter time or not? So, no, it's going to be next
spring.
Summer.
Yeah, I can't remember. Heidi told us. I don't remember. I think it's March or sometime in that range.
But we do know that, these are the kinds of things. We've got several of these opportunities for some of our students, and they perform very well.
They do perform very well. I think Mrs. Hicks said, you know, Boone is on the map, and absolutely Boone is on the map in a multitude of areas. So just really, really, again, really proud of our staff and our students. They do exceptional work.
Well, last night the board, a couple of different things came up. One was, again, a presentation about the ACT data and should this continue? Again, that was, there's going to be a lot more discussion coming up on this at the December meeting.
So we've talked every time we present to the board about the fact that we're one of very few in the state that have all students take the ACT. And one of the reasons behind that is that we believed that we wanted to have that opportunity available to all students so that no matter what path they might take, they wouldn't be hindered by the fact that they may not be able to afford to take the test or maybe just didn't think they'd do quite as well as they'd hoped. And so giving them opportunities. And I think the conversation that will happen in December isn't, will we offer it to everyone? I think that's still the remaining sentiment.
It'll be
but
there.
The question
it'll be there
is,
for juniors.
Will we allow people to opt out? Because we have not allowed opt-outs previously. So I think that will be the conversation in December. So.
And there's a variety of reasons over the years that it's happened. And I mean, even before you were here.
Absolutely.
Some of the colleges did require it. Now that's kind of gone, some of the requirements have gone by the wayside.
Yeah, colleges aren't emphasizing as much, but some do. So
But your staff has always used it as a tool.
Yes.
To kind of gauge where they're at and how we're doing. Now, yes, someone will look at it and say, well, all your ACT scores were down here and these other schools are all way up here. Well, not everybody's taking it.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that Dr. Jane speaks to every time she presents is that most schools have around 50 to 60% of their students take the ACT. So that's why we break it down in quartiles. And so that our board and our community can see if 50% of our students took it, if that's all that took it, how would we compare at that point? Mm-hmm. And we do quite well when you compare kind of apples to apples.
Sure.
But But again, we do use this as a tool to, we believe that we want all students to succeed. So that's one of the reasons why we've had that in place, is that all students take it, so that we know that all students are attaining the skills that we're hoping they're attaining. So
we'll see what happens at the December meeting.
We will.
That will be the discussion going on.
It will.
A couple months ago, DLR presented an assessment to the board, facilities, identifying our top three issues.
Yep.
I don't know, the maintenance shed to me, or
I know
you can't get all the buses in the bus barn.
Nope.
And then the other was athletic facilities.
Athletic
so those
facilities.
Are the three. The board took steps again on the athletic facility part.
Yeah, so really we needed to make the decision on, are we going to move forward with DLR, who has done the vast majority of the work in our district to help kind of navigate that planning process. And so the board let me know that they would like to continue to work with them on that process. And then I had questions on about how many they wanted on the committee, and they really wanted to leave it to DLR, who are experts in that area, which I am fine with. So we will meet with them and kind of decide how large of a group needs to be the main group. I do want everyone to know, obviously, this will involve a lot of different stakeholders, and we'll have a diverse stakeholder group in the committee, but also we'll need a lot of help from our community and from our parents and students to know what it is that we want and desire so that we can make a plan for it.
Get a plan. A couple of board members stepped up right away. Jeremy Pritchard,
yes.
Matt Elthon, interested in...
They will serve on the committee. So this committee will then ultimately make the recommendation to the board on what they would like to see move forward. And doing that alongside our financing, trying to get a timeline in place as to when that might be possible. And then I also shared with the board that there were other things on our assessment that maybe weren't read, but we knew we needed to do as part of maintenance, and one of those being the Franklin roof. So we are moving forward on that while we're still planning. So just wanted people to know we aren't stopping the planning process to do some of those maintenance pieces.
And that's what, and I actually, I saw all of the boards that met last night, Ogden, Madrid, all in the same boat. I know Josh Heyer over in Ogden, one of the first things after they got done with their project was to come in and have I'm trying to remember who they had do it. Might have SEH maybe or somebody.
Okay.
But they had somebody come in and actually do their facility, to come through and just do the walkthrough.
Absolutely.
Take a look at everything and then say, you know, these are all good. Here's where you get. And you got to start planning.
We got to start planning. And you want to make sure that you plan accordingly. And I went to school to educate students. I didn't go to school for the facilities piece. So you bring in experts to help with that, as does, you know, every superintendent in the state. So,
and I know down in Madrid there, we're talking about, I think DeNovo is going to work with them.
Oh,
and they've
just
finished up some of their stuff too.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Again, it gives you that... at least what a 5-year plan to
hoping 5-10 years we'll see where we land. So I'm excited to get started on the work, because this is something we've known it was something that was already in the works before I arrived with regard to the athletic planning. So
some people may not even know where the maintenance building is.
I
wasn't even going to tell them. I don't even know, there's not really any heat in there, maybe, except
there
for the office.
There's really not a whole lot there. It's red for a reason, the assessment, yes.
The other one was the bus barn.
The bus barn.
We have buses are not the size they were when that was built.
No, and you want to protect your assets, and our buses are assets to us. And I think that's something that's hard about the fact that maintenance and bus barn are high on our list, because that's not something a lot of people think about or see. But still very much a necessity to make sure that everything's running smoothly.
We have a few dollars sitting out there.
We have a lot of work to do.
One thing I did want to have you talk a little bit about, too, is because the board policy, and you've had Levi and I think Dr. Jane's working on this and stuff. Artificial intelligence and how, you know, because it is... It's a reality.
It's a reality, absolutely. And our kids use it all the time. So it's about how to help them learn how to use it appropriately, how to utilize it as a resource, and also our staff to be able to be more efficient in the work that they do as well. So, yeah, they talked last night about how it's been very helpful in helping teachers do some accommodations and modifications for some of our students with needs, and how it can expedite some of the lesson planning process. It doesn't write it for you, but it does help you expedite the process. So we've had staff members share some tips and tools with one another. So now Levi and Dr. James just said, you know, we'd like to have this policy in place to help kind of keep those guardrails on and help provide some parameters for people to better understand its utilization and what's appropriate and what's not.
Good to have somebody like Levi there.
It is.
Here's what's being recommended. And one thing he pointed out, again, these are kind of the, I call them the guardrails that the Iowa Association of School Boards have kind of put in there. So we're not doing anything extraordinary.
No.
But a lot of it's going to be as we continue to grow and educate.
Absolutely. Learning. And the more we learn too, right? Everything with AI is moving pretty quickly. So I appreciated their point of view of creating a policy that can grow with that, but also an acknowledgement that we might be before the board several times as we continue to modify the policy to better match the technology at the time.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those things that will be constantly.
It will.
Under construction, I call it.
Yes.
It's one of those, but again, did not adopt it yet, but this was first consideration.
This is first reading, so the adoption happens in December if the board would choose to approve it.
All right. See, we got a lot of things taken care of.
Yes.
Several others.
Yes.
You continued your mentoring program with YSS. That's something that you've been doing for a while.
It is, yes.
I have a memorandum of understanding on that. And we have a school board's conference coming up. This is like we're going back to school.
We do go back to school every year. There's a school board association conference. And if you recall, last year, our board won a Better Boardsmanship Award. They are going to receive that again at this year's conference. We know that. So we're excited about that for the second year in a row. So
That means they go above and beyond with their learning.
Yes.
You have classes for them. Yeah.
We do have classes. We put some of them into board meetings as well to try and help with some of that work too. So it's not always off of board meeting time. But yeah, that Better Boardsmanship Award simply means our board goes above and beyond what boards are typically responsible for. So we should be very proud of the work that they do. And a reminder, it is voluntary. Our board members do not get paid.
Yeah.
It is all voluntary. So
I kind of like when I just to sit and watch some of those and bam, they come back with their answers right away. They know what they should be doing. They do their homework. They're great models
for our students in the learning process. That's what I love, is that it is a great way to share that we should all be lifelong learners, no matter what our role. So
had our annual meeting last night. Pat Teben, Pam Nystrom retained their seats. I don't know if they could have been voted out or not.
They could have been, but they were not.
They were not.
So they were reelected, yes.
And otherwise, most everything else, we're moving ahead. So. Got to ask you about Shrek.
Yes.
Because I may have been one of the only ones that didn't get there. I'm sorry. But I did have the cast here, so I knew they were pretty excited about it. But they did have over 1,000.
They did. So they were, it was a phenomenal show. If people were able to go, they know that. It was exciting. The students were super excited because Jed Hammond had given them the challenge that if we could sell over 1,000 tickets for the show, that he would turn his hair green, and his hair was green on Saturday night. So they sold just under 1,100 tickets. So super grateful for all the community members that came out to see the show, because that is rewarding to our students who work so hard to put it on. But they did a phenomenal job.
And I will tell you, when I asked them, because I said, you guys are seniors, you're out of here. I said, who's taking your place? They don't worry. We have lot of sophomores and freshmen, yes, that came in that are really talented.
It was a large cast and lots of crew members too. A lot of times crew members get overlooked, but we have a lot of crew members as well. And so, no, a very vibrant theater group that we have in Boone, and quality too. So if you did happen to miss our musical, hopefully you can catch the play. So.
Well, I will say that one of the others is they had the elementary kids actually came and got to watch them on stage.
They did. So that's mutually beneficial, right? So our younger students get exposure to the theater, theatrical arts, and get to see the show. But then that's also practice, a little run through before the actual show for our students. And it was adjudicated. That's something that I'm also very proud that our staff have adjudicators come in and evaluate the shows so that the students also get feedback from experts. And so that the show was adjudicated on Saturday night. I haven't heard the results yet, but I can't imagine it wasn't pretty fantastic. So
they were having a great time. I will say that.
Well, and you can see it in the performance.
Sure.
That's what's great. Yeah.
They did. So that part's done. Now we're wrapping up our first fall semester, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the semester the semester ends before break, but it's hard to believe that we're already in November. I can't. That time does go quickly.
It's been busy.
It's been very busy, but in a good way. We've had a lot of our activities and athletics have been quite successful as well. So we've got some state swimmers this upcoming weekend.
Yeah.
So we wish them good luck. And girls basketball has started. Boys will start soon. So we've got lots going on. There's never a dull moment at Boone Schools.
Girls wrestling?
Yes.
Underway?
Yes.
So,
girls wrestling? So, yep. All kinds of things.
Busy.
Yeah. It's always, again, lots of opportunities for students, and we're excited that our students participate in those things.
Conference time coming up, definitely.
Yeah, so this is a unique situation. We normally have had conferences already, but this year the calendar has our conferences on the Monday, Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, and we'll see how that goes. We'll go through that process and decide after that, you know, if that's something that we will repeat or something that we may go back to our previous scheduling. But calendar, we will be talking calendar soon, whether it's in December or January. Yeah.
Yeah, 'tis the time.
It is the time already. But yeah, and we can't start till the 25th next year. So that
will also
affect
things.
Because
it falls on a weekend, folks.
Yeah, the 23rd falls on a weekend, and we are not allowed to start school until after the 23rd. So
there we have one of our challenges.
We will come up with the best possible calendar that we can.
One of the other things did want to pass along again within the past couple of weeks. It's finalized that Paige and Lincoln have been sold. Closed the deal and everything else.
Everything is done there. The properties are no longer school properties. We did have an agreement with the new owners that our bus stops could remain. So the students that participate in utilizing those bus stops won't see a change right now on that. So excited about the fact that we were able to continue with that opportunity. But yeah, the Page and Lincoln properties are no longer ours. I believe that we have information about the new owners if people have further questions. But both entities are going to be made into market value housing. So we're excited to see what happens with that.
So they own both locations now.
They own both locations.
They're working mostly on Page, I think.
They will start with Page because they are working with the workforce tax credits that they were able to achieve. And so we're excited to see how that all turns out.
All right. Otherwise, all our other facilities, we're moving forward. Everything else is good.
Yeah.
Outside of the roof at Franklin.
Roof at Franklin, as you know, you need to maintain the buildings that you do have. And so while everything was green in the assessment, we want to keep it green as far as doing making sure that they're maintained. So, the process, Paulette talked a little bit about the process we have to use with that. There'll be lots of hearings to be able to go through and get a roof for Franklin, we will continue to do that, and we'll start working on getting our athletic facilities committee together.
All right.
Yeah.
And what do we got? Thanksgiving coming up, so you're off, Parent-teacher conferences.
Parent-teacher conferences on the 25th and 26th, okay. And then off the 27th through the 29th, and then we're back.
Back on December 2nd.
Yeah, and then, coming back, and then.
Then the Hope Foundation.
Yeah, and we have the Hope, the Hope Foundation's event, and it's a special event because, was it 20 years, I believe?
Could be.
Right?
It's been a while.
It's 20 years celebration, so on the 7th. So that's something I know they've already started sending things out on social media, and there will be a special kind of celebration on that day because I believe it's the 20th anniversary. So,
folks, plan to be there.
Yeah, definitely. It's always a good time, and we always have students performing as well. Mm-hmm. So,
Superintendent Julie Trepp, our guest on the program, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.